Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Illegal.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
All right, join us online over at freetalklive.com. And do enjoy the features there. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. You'll see ours for free, and I bet you'll get more for free at freetalklive.com than you'll pay for on all those other talk show host sites. So we've got, of course, lots to discuss here tonight. You may, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, you've got a story about a police officer who actually has been fired. Now, it is a pretty rare thing to see a police officer get fired. Usually, the circumstances around a cop getting fired are when they do something that's sort of a sexual nature. Like, I remember there was the one cop who mowed his lawn in his boxer briefs, and he got fired for that.
There's plenty of them that have overstepped the lines in sexual ways that have been fired. There's no doubt about that.
Right. Generally, they don't tend to get fired if they will kill somebody or...
1,100 people were killed last year by police officers in the United States.
And that does include a few maybe perhaps guilty people.
I'm sure that it includes a great deal of them.
But they don't even get fired when they kill innocent people who haven't harmed anybody else.
But I think that it's important. We just talked about this last week, earlier this week, that to note that in Canada, 47 people were killed by police. And Canada is a country that's a tenth as large. That means that, there's some extra, like, something's different in the United States. Also, I think they looked at Germany was zero. Great Britain was like three. I can't remember what the numbers were.
Wasn't
exactly.
Iceland one or something?
Iceland was one in the entire history of Iceland.
Yeah. So there's definitely a discrepancy out there, and in fact, when we see cases of the police abusing, average folks, it almost seems like every time, not every time, but it's darn close, it seems like at 90-plus percent of the time, 95% of the time, it seems like the officers are let off with nothing more than a stern talking to, that the department's own investigatory team determines that the officer in question was operating by the book, and so therefore it's A-OK. And not only are they let off, but in many cases they're actually given promotions. They're actually given, awards and bonuses and things like that. Later on, they're given literal pats on the back. There, of course, have been, incidents where the police have actually been filmed. Like the classic one out of Miami where they shot up the attorney who was just happened to come through a protest. She grabbed a sign.
Those were rubber bullets.
That's correct. They shot her up, though, and it was not a comfortable thing for that lady to endure that. I don't think anyone would want to get shot by multiple rubber bullets, especially in the center of the forehead, which is one of the places where this lady got shot. To have the police then laugh about it later on was particularly callous, and there's just no shortage of examples of this. So why did this officer in Buffalo actually get fired? Because it wasn't about sex.
No, it was about the use of force on a suspect. There's no doubt about
that. But it wasn't about the officer using force on a suspect.
Oh, it was about an officer using force on a suspect, yes.
But not the officer who got fired.
No, this officer actually tried to stop the use of force that was being used on a handcuffed, arrested suspect. And she, grabbed the arm of the other officer, and that officer turned around and clocked her.
Do you have the story, Mark?
Yep, coming from Vice.com. In Buffalo, New York, a former police officer is fighting to get her pension after being fired from the city's police department for interfering with another officer she claims was abusing an arrest suspect. Her name's Carol Horn, was fired from the force in 2006, it's been some time, and charged with obstructing another cop during an arrest over a domestic dispute. Now, I've only seen a couple of instances where police will, act on other police to stop the abuse of a suspect.
Right. Very rare.
Actually, I can think of one other story, and that lady got fired, too. Mm. So, anyway, Horn claims that the fellow Buffalo officer, Greg Kowatsky, was abusing a suspect who has already been placed under arrest in handcuffs. He was handcuffed in front of the, and he was sideways, in the front, and he was sideways being punched in the face by Gregory Kowalski, explained Horn when she said she intervened when she saw Kowalski begin to choke the man.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Greg, you're choking him. Because he thought whatever happened in the house, he was still upset about, so he didn't want to stop choking him. I just grabbed his arm from around Neil Mack's neck, she said. And so this was a situation where the suspect had been taken out of the house. Like,
right.
He beat the suspect up pretty good in the house, and then a team of police officers show up. They drag the guy out. He's arrested. The other officer, according to this lady, is going bat-ass insane because he's all hyped up on adrenaline or whatever. And, the object of his ire is this guy, and he begins to choke him.
Oh, my gosh. He's in handcuffs. This is after he's already beating on him while he was in handcuffs.
Now, so the difficulty here is that you want to remain objective in every circumstance. You don't want to. I'm talking about the audience. You never remain objective when it comes to cops. But I want to remain objective, and I know the audience wants to remain objective. And often in our culture, we tend to give the police the benefit of the doubt. So my question to you is, if you're going to give the police the benefit of the doubt, which police officer do you give the benefit of the doubt to? Who's telling a lie here? Right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Actually, we don't have Kowalski denying what happened. The only thing that he denies is
the
pretty story.
Yeah, he certainly could deny. I mean, as long as there's no dash cam or officer cam to...
There's 10 other officers there. So, at this point, the thin blue line, what does it do exactly? Well, I can tell you, this lady's fired, and she gets no pension.
So, does that mean the other officers took his side of the
story? I don't have all the specifics on that part of the story. I've got what I got on this story, and there's not a lot. It didn't get a lot of media attention.
Sure.
So, that, what can I tell you? Now it's getting media attention.
Well, at least from Vice. And Vice does awesome work, but...
There was a local News 7 or something that did something, too.
Yeah, ABC 7, I see that.
Yeah. So, anyway, Kowalski says that Horn never got on top of him, meaning that the city had claimed that she had jumped on Officer Kowalski's back and struck him with her hands over this. And, at this point, everybody but the city is saying that didn't happen. So, she's going on. ABC noted that Kowalski later was forced into retirement following two separate incidents. This is the guy that punched the fellow officer in the nose after she stopped him from choking a suspect. Okay, so he's fired from the force. This is the reason I asked you to say, hey, if you want to remain objective, which police officer's side are you going
to
take?
So after she pulls, just to make sure I'm clear, after she basically breaks this officer away from the dude that he was attacking, he then... rushes her and jacks her in the face.
Yeah, he punches her right in the face and broke her nose.
That's a professional guy.
Yeah.
Really.
And
the best of the best.
After that, now, this is... Because I know what I would have been like years ago before I started doing this story and started reading more and more, articles on police abuse. I know what I would have said is that, we weren't there. We don't know what happened. I'm going to take the officer's word on it. Now, of course, I take the officer that, I don't know whose word I'm going to take.
Well, this officer that was fired and is now trying to get pension, but she's been denied that, this officer had a 19-year career.
Yeah, she had a 19-year career, and this other guy, he's been fired because of two separate incidents. One in which he choked a fellow officer while on the clock. And one in which he punched an officer while off duty. He's also been indicted along with two other officers on charges of federal civil rights violations toward black teen suspects.
This guy's a winner.
Yeah.
So let me see if I got this straight. This guy gets fired, which is very unusual. She's been fired, this other officer who was attacked by this crazy officer who apparently just attack anybody that comes within 6 feet of him, and she's still not qualifying for her pension. They didn't say, hey, we made a mistake. We thought this other guy was okay, and turns out he was bad. Look, lady, we're sorry. We'll bring him back.
No, that's not happening. So that's really the long and the short of it is that I believe not only that certainly everybody's going to say some police officers abuse their power. There's nobody who's going to say that some police officers don't abuse their power.
Police probably did too.
Are human. Everybody understands that. But what we have here is we have a systemic problem with police officers policing other police officers. This is what happens. It's what's happened in, so far, 100% of the stories I've read on this kind of thing, where an officer attempts to police another officer. I don't know. I'm like, the good stories, maybe they don't make the news. I don't know. But I think we've got a real problem here.
All right, there's more coming up. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Which officer do you believe in this particular case? You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here. The Live Saturday edition, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get gold or silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. People want gold and silver for a variety of different reasons. As a matter of fact, silver is priced very well right now, and I think that it's probably going to move up in the future. That's my opinion. You need to figure it out on your own. Do your research. But, you know, whether it's a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, you can go get your gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, one of the big names in the gold industry. Midas, as a matter of fact, is the parent company of GCN, the organization that puts us up on the satellite. So they're our syndicate, and I've been doing business with them for more than a decade, buying gold and silver, and I've always been pleased with what's happened. The prices are great. The service is excellent. You'll get your metal in your hand, which is important. It's gold.freetalklive.com. I'm going to give you a toll-free line in case you want to... can't get on the internet or whatever. Gold.freetalklive.com, or you can call 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we can, of course, take your calls about anything. We've got George on the line in New York, or excuse me, in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Should you, the listener, wish to join us, go ahead, George, you're on the air. Feeling all right there?
Yeah, just doing a Chris Cocker impersonation. Anyway, yeah, I was
no
curious.
Idea who? Chris who?
Chris Cocker, the guy who's Leave Britney Alone, is willing.
So I was just I don't know who that is.
All right, what's on your mind, man? That joke failed.
Curious. Is it an unacceptable use of force? Forced to show, roll up at a police station and throw bacon at a cop, at a bunch of cops. I get this.
Yes.
I saw this video. This one lady doing this.
Well, I would say as long as you don't actually hit the cops with the bacon,
it's still littering.
Well, yeah, it would be littering.
But and it's a waste of the flesh of something that died so that you could have something to eat.
Some sort of beast is going to come along and clean that up. I mean, it's not going to take long.
It is bacon after all.
Yeah. Funny to think, she not only did she do that, but she started carrying, she put with the bacon in a Dunkin' Donuts box, a double irony on
so
that.
So who is this, some YouTuber?
She sounds upset,
yeah,
whoever she is.
Who is
yeah,
it?
On Facebook, yeah, I saw it, and I even shared it on my Facebook profile right there if you want to find it.
All right,
yeah,
so what happened? I mean, so she rolls up on some cops outside of a police station, throws...
inside, she walks up to the desk inside, and she just opens the box. That's the bacon, and she just takes it out and just starts chucking it at the cops, you know, just tossing it right at the cops, like, probably as a protest to police brutality or whatnot.
Wow.
It's a real footage did not have audio, because I would have paid good money just to see.
Oh, so it was security footage. It was like security footage, is what you
yeah.
said. So just to be clear, this lady went in on her own volition. She didn't have a team of supporters with her. She was just there. She was just there alone, throwing bacon at the police in their reception area?
Yep. and then when she ran out, that's when Tid Cobb walked up behind her, grabbed her, and just cuffed her and just walked into the lockup area like that. Like, I mean, it doesn't look like it was really hard, but yeah, it's just like little just slaps of bacon.
Yeah, you know, it's going to depend on it's going to depend on the cops as far as how that goes, right? Because some cops, they can take a joke. And maybe she wasn't really coming at it like it was a joke. Maybe she was like screaming or something like that, and just being generally awful.
It sounded like she was talking a whole lot of smack. It looked like from the video.
So I guess it just depends, right? So like, there's a comedian out there on YouTube, one of the YouTube pranksters. His name is Tom Mabe, and he's actually like put a donut on a fishing pole,
oh, God.
And you know, it was like on a second story above a police.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Tom Mabe, did you all heard that one where telemarketer called his house and he pretended to be a detector?
Yeah, that's old. That's old Tom Mabe. That's like kind of what he made his money on back in the day. He's been around for a long time, and so he puts the donut on a fishing line and then kind of dangles it down. And I think it was like the Louisville Police Department, and those guys thought it was funny. So you know, it just all depends. Maybe if you'd thrown the
right. Generally, police officers are the you know, in my world, they can take a good cop joke as much as the as anyone. And so, you know, if you're funny, you're funny. If you're tossing raw bacon and sausage at people, I'm not so sure that that's funny. I think that you know, I mean, I don't think it's okay to throw rocks towards somebody even if you don't hit them. I don't think it's okay to throw bacon at somebody even if you don't hit them.
But the bacon, at the very least, like, you know, there's different, I think there's different factors you have to put into play here. One, is the bacon actually hot? Like, did you just take it out of the oven? Is it boiling
unlikely
with grease? Probably
I doubt if you handled it with a bare hand. So
right,
I doubt
so,
that.
I mean,
if
you'd thrown, like, bacon that was just so
it
hot.
It was raw,
it
actually.
Had, raw bacon. Okay.
This is raw bacon and raw sausage, as I understood the story.
So it's going to make a mess.
When I posted it on freetalklive.com like a month ago.
Yeah, if you're inside a building, it's going to make a mess. Somebody's going to have to clean that up. If you throw it outside of a building, some beast is going to come along and going to eat it. It's not a problem.
I don't want somebody to be able to throw a whole bunch of sausage in my front lawn, okay? It's still littering whether or not some beast comes along
that's
and cleans
true.
It up. Just
how
I need fat dogs lying
bacon?
Around.
Sorry, what, George?
How about if you have a motorcycle, how about tie some bacon and sausage to some string to the back of the motorcycle and you're just driving around the police station going, here, bacon, come and get it.
Thanks for the call tonight, George. I appreciate it. You know,
somebody with way too much time is what that is.
That reminds me of the Dudesons. These are another group of pranksters on YouTube. I do enjoy the YouTube pranksters a lot.
I am offended by
some of them are
anybody
pretty,
who does pranking for a living.
But come on, some of this stuff is good. So how about this one? So he talked about tying something to the back of a car. The Dudesons, in one episode, one of them's got a wedding dress on, and he's a guy, and so he has a bunch of the cans on strings and goes up behind a police van, attaches the cans on strings to the bumper of the police van, and then when the cops pull away, he starts running after the police van, you know, like the wife left behind by somebody, one of those things, and it was hilarious.
Sounds pretty funny.
That's funny stuff, messing with the cops like that. And then, of course, another classic one is the bong prank. On police, that's on the Roman Atwood channel. That one's
that
hilarious.
Tobacco instead of marijuana.
Yeah, they're walking around with a huge bong like you would see marijuana smokers use, and just taking bong rips.
Well, that's
tobacco.
What they're supposed to be for, right? They sell them as tobacco pipes. I mean, I don't know that I've ever
and
seen.
And of course, the cops are just walking up and snatching it out of their hands and being really rude. Anyway, let's go to Sean. He's in England. You're on Free Talk Live, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me on. My name's Sean Atwood.
Hey, Sean.
My story was featured on Locked Up Abroad on National Geographic Channel.
Oh, so you've been locked up.
Yes, I ended up serving just under 6 years in Arizona. Started
Whoa.
Out in Sheriff Joe Arpaio's jail.
Oh, my gosh. What for?
I went to America as a young person, made a couple of million in the stock market, living that Wolf of Wall Street lifestyle, but I started an ecstasy ring.
Ooh.
Which was actually in competition with Sammy the Bull Gravano's ecstasy ring. And then May 16, 2002, SWAT team smashed my door down, and I ended up in that jail.
Let's talk more about that, Sean. That sounds like an interesting story, because you're talking about one of the most feared sheriffs in America, Joe Arpaio. Stand by. I'd love to bring you back to continue this discussion. He is, of course, notorious for having jail conditions that are absolutely horrifying. And inhumane. We can talk more about those conditions here in a moment. Sounds like Sean has experienced them firsthand. So we'll get back to him and his story. In prison for 6 years in the United States for allegedly running an ecstasy ring. Sounds like he actually did do that. We'll talk more to Sean. Fascinating story so far. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We started out talking about a police officer who's actually been fired for trying to stop another officer from unnecessarily beating a suspect, who was already handcuffed, by the way. In fact, choking that suspect. That's what the first officer intervened in that situation. And officer number two ended up punching that first officer in the face. And the first officer was fired and is now being denied pension. So you can talk about the corrupt police or whatever's on your mind here tonight. We've actually got Sean on the line with us in England, calling from across the pond. Sean, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you said you were featured on a National Geographic documentary. What was it called?
Yeah, Locked Up Abroad, Raving Arizona. It's on YouTube if anyone wants to watch it.
Now, okay, so what inspired you to call Free Talk Live tonight? I'm just curious.
Yeah, one of your big fans, Zachary Wynn, he's been onto me for several months now asking me to call in. So here I am.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're out of prison. Let me just recap what you've told us before, just in the last segment there. You said you were over in the United States, living a Wall Street life. You started an ecstasy ring and were competing with Sammy the Bull Gravano, I think you said, and ultimately were busted, thrown in prison in Arizona in Joe Arpaio's jail, which is notorious for being a terrible experience. At what point in that story do you want to pick up with what you were telling us?
What happened was I was disgusted by all the human rights violations, guards murdering the prisoners, dead rats in the food, cockroaches crawling all over us at night. So I started to
How
have
often?
My rights.
Hold on. Before you go on, how often, first of all, how long were you in Joe Arpaio's jail, and how often did inmates turn up dead suspiciously?
I was unsentenced for 26 months, so I got a good understanding of all the levels of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's jail. My Locked Up Abroad episode, National Geographic researched the amount of deaths, and 62 people died over 5 years while I was there. It was more deaths
Jeez.
Than all the jails and prisons combined.
That's like one person a month.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot for a jail, even the size of the city of Phoenix.
It's got the highest rate of death out of all the jails and prisons in America, Sheriff Joe Arpaio's jail facility.
That has to be just coincidence.
So you get put in this jail, and go ahead with your story.
My writing was smuggled out. It got put on the internet as a blog, John's Jail Journal, and it went on to a...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, we read that.
I think we've read that in the past.
Maybe, yeah, because it went on to attract a lot of media attention to the jail. But it's you know, it's all completely gang controlled. As soon as you go in, it's racial gangs, whites, blacks, Mexicans, Mexican Americans. Because I'm white, as soon as we went in, Aryan Brotherhood prison gang come up to you. First thing, they ask you what your charges are. Some charges are KOS, kill on sight, like pedophile stuff. Drive-by shootings, they'll beat you up because women and kids sometimes get hit. Then once you've got past that interrogation, you have to meet the head of the gang. Explains all the rules you must follow, or else the whole gang will smash you. If someone calls you a punk, a bitch, or hits you, you must fight them on the spot. You must take showers.
Just a quick reminder, I don't know if you realize this, but Free Talk Live is a radio show. Saying what you've said so far is totally fine, but I know that in prison, the prison world, the F-bomb and the S-bomb can be dropped fairly often. I just want to caution you against using those words as you describe your experience. So anyway, go ahead with your story. So the initiation.
Yeah, you must take showers or they'll smash you for bad hygiene. Can't go make friends with the guards. They'll smash you for snitching. Can't go sit at the tables of the other races. So basically, the gangs, under every head, there's guys called torpedoes. They'll go in and smash someone, no questions asked, just so they can earn their reputation and their tattoos. To be a full member of the Aryan Brotherhood prison gangs, get the Warbird, the neo-Nazi tattoo. You've got to murder someone in the jail for them.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you actually happen to be calling a show where one of the co-hosts, Mark, sitting across from you, was in prison in Florida for a number of years. And, Mark, you were in back in the 1990s. Sean, when were you in your mid-aughts, right, within the last decade or so?
May 16, 2002 was when the SWAT team smashed my door down. I was released in December 2007.
Yeah, what you're relaying it sounds like some programs I've seen on television about sort of gangs and California prisons and that kind of thing. Nothing like what you're talking about occurred
in your experience.
The Florida prisons in my time. No,
so
yeah, everybody's experience is different.
Sure. And Joe Arpaio's jail is one of the worst. And the worse the jail, the more likely I think you're going to see. The worse the system, the more likely you're going to see these gang activities. I mean, there was nothing like that in the jail I've been in. But then again, most of the guys there were white because it's in New Hampshire. Anyway, go ahead, Sean. So tell me more about your experience. You're given these rules and these initiations or whatever, and they told you, look, you either do this or we're going to hurt you. So you didn't have the option of not joining the Aryan Brotherhood.
Well, I didn't join because to join, you've got to beat people up to become a member.
Okay.
So I had to play along with it. For example, they'd have like what's called a white boy meeting. If the head of the gang had been moved out the pod, then they'd have to vote on getting another head in, stuff like that. So you learn to play along with the rules so you don't get smashed. But what was even more frightening was...
So you didn't... Hold on. Just to clarify, you didn't actually join because you didn't want to go and hurt somebody to get into the gang. So what was the relationship then? What were you considered in relation to the gang?
Well, I'm not a big tough guy. I'm just a skinny, nerdy business graduate from the UK. So I was trying to mind my own business, just stay in my cell reading and writing. But whatever race you are, you come under control of that gang. So if you're black, it's the Mau Maus. If you're Mexican, it's the Mexican Mafia, White Aryan Brotherhood, etc. So over time, you learn to play along with the rules so you don't get smashed.
But essentially, this is like citizenship, Ian. You're born in a country. That country claims you because you were born in that geographic area.
Did you have to pay tribute to these guys?
Did what, sorry?
Did you have to pay tribute in some way to these guys?
No.
No chips?
So it's just like you
have a bag of crisps.
Just like you don't cross them. Like they would... Go ahead. So the rules didn't apply to. So the rules applied to you, even though you weren't in the gang. In that, if they saw you talking with the black gang members, then that would, there'd be some sort of punishment to mete out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. In the beginning, you're so scared, you just go along with it. Over time, I learned to play around the rules. But in the beginning, you do what they say. Otherwise, I had to get used to the sounds of heads getting bashed against toilets, bodies getting thrown around, people getting carried out on stretchers. But I was lucky because over 100 people were arrested with me in SWAT team raids. Some of those guys were my bouncers from the rave parties I was throwing, including my best mate, Wildman. He's from my hometown. He's twice my size. So they were protecting me when I went in. When I got separated from my co-defendants, I started to write the life story of a guy called Two Tonys. He was a mafia mass murderer who left the dead bodies of rival gangsters from Arizona to Alaska, and he was serving 115 years. So once I was under his wing, he protected me then.
Wow. All right, so you're in prison with the Joe Arpaio jail. You were there for 2 years awaiting a trial or awaiting sentencing or what? You were in there for, 2 years, you said, before you went to a prison?
Yeah, I was on remand before I went over to the prison system. But perhaps the most shocking part of it was the guards that were murdering the prisoners. And, people can look this stuff up on the internet. Brian Crenshaw, he was classified as a partially blind shoplifter, failed to produce his ID for the evening meal. The guards pulverized him, broke his neck, severe internal injuries. He went into a coma and he died over a month later.
Jeez.
Scott Norberg was a mentally ill man wandering a neighborhood. They brought him in. Guards started beating him and electrocuting him with taser guns. Female guard tried to stop it. Stop beating him. His face has turned blue. He pushed her off, kept beating him. Inmates watching out the holding cell started yelling, "Why are you still beating him? He's already dead." And even after that, they continued to beat the corpse, turn blue and everything. Both of those cases were caught on camera. Family members of the victims sued the jail and were awarded compensation. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, do you have any idea what he did to some of the guards that were found responsible in
promotion?
Yep, exactly. Promotions and pay rises.
Now, there are a lot of people, a lot of people in the United States that revere Joe Arpaio for his tough-on-crime attitude. What do you think, what do you say to those people?
Hold that thought, Sean. Can you stick with us and talk further about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's talk more about his opinion about Joe Arpaio. Here in moments, we're on with Sean. He's calling all the way from London tonight, so stay up late to call Free Talk Live. It's past midnight there. 855 450 free, the live Saturday edition. Maybe you've got a question for Sean, and he might be willing to take your calls. Coming up here, 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less. Like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles for an incredible $1.79. Plus, pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you try to ignore us, waiting while you acted like we didn't exist, waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up anything you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, live Saturday edition. We will continue here in moments with Sean calling from England, where he's talking about his experience in jail. He was in Joe Arpaio's jail, which is notorious for being one of the worst. But some people love this guy. They love Joe Arpaio. They think he's just doing a great job, and he's helping stop crime, and that tough-on-crime attitude of his is the way to go, say some folks. We're going to get Sean's response to that here in a moment.
You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's not just any old coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is far superior to the coffee that you're normally drinking, whether you're getting it from one of the little coffee fast food places or whether you're getting it in the store. This is delicious shade-grown coffee. You're really going to enjoy it. But you can get high-end coffee on the internet. It's not really a big surprise. But can you get a free pound, and can you help people in the process? Because what BuzzBox does, that's the company we're working with here, is they give us back some of the profits so that we can give people around the world microloans through Kiva.org. So not only are you upgrading your coffee experience, taking care of the sort of coffee shopping issues that you have now, you're also helping people in the process. Please, go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it anytime. You pay the shipping on the pound, you'll get the free pound. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
So I don't know when it was that we read this John's Jail Journal But I'm certain.
But I know it's alliterative.
Yeah, I'm certain that we had read this, and now seeing Sean's photos, it looks even more familiar. Sean Atwood is with us here. Just happened to call in tonight. One of his, I guess, a mutual friend or somebody who listens to Free Talk Live and knows Sean encouraged him to call the show. And Sean, I appreciate you doing that. You happen to find a good time to call in on a Saturday night. Normally we're wall to wall with callers, but you were able to get in pretty fast because you called early on tonight. So you were in Joe Arpaio's jail there in Phoenix, Arizona, notorious for being one of the worst, and I remember from some of the blogs that you wrote, it certainly sounded like a harrowing experience. You were just explaining to us the gang members and, you know, what life was like with them, but also the guards murdering people in the jail. You kind of went through a little bit of that. But, Mark, you had a question for Sean. Can you kind of recap that real quick?
Sure. My question was is that there are a lot of people that revere Joe Arpaio and his tough-on-crime attitude, this thing he sold. He's known as America's toughest sheriff.
Yeah.
And, having spent some time in prison, I'm by no means a liberal. I'm an elected Republican, right? I kind of understand both sides of this. I think it's kind of silly to take bad people, put them in a bad place, treat them badly, and then expect them to get out and act good. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But that does make a lot of sense to other people. What do you think?
I totally understand where the tough on crime brigade are coming from, because I was like that when I was younger. I thought prisons were full of serial killers, child rapists, lock them up and throw away the key. But once I got in there and saw it was 90% nonviolent, mostly drug addicts.
Wow, 90%.
And I saw all these industries just making money off the backs of these people. A lot of them state raid, a lot of them mentally ill, a lot of them veterans from the wars that returned home.
Yeah.
I come to a different understanding of what was going on. If you treat people like animals, they're going to get out and they're going to behave like animals. People were getting arrested, for weed, ecstasy, coming in, clicking up with the gangs, shooting up heroin and crystal meth, getting neo-Nazi tattoos. And it's almost by design, because it's each prisoner is $50,000 a year of taxpayers' money per prisoner. That's how much these jails and prisons get. So human beings
within 4 months of getting to state prison, I had learned how in the auto mechanics class to hotwire a car.
Exactly, it's a college of crime.
Tell me something. You said you were making these journals, journal posts, and by the way, your blog is still up, johnsjailjournal.blogspot.com. And I remember we were reading about this T-Bone guy that you knew. And so anyway, how did you get those journal posts out? I know you mentioned before, but what was the method for that?
Okay. I was in maximum security in my second year on sentence, and my aunt would come and visit me on the weekends. Now, I couldn't hand what I wrote to her, because in maximum security, she's behind a big plexiglass window. I've got one hand chained down, and I've got the other hand on a phone. So what I did was I was allowed to release to her property items such as old mail, books, legal paperwork, and I hid what I wrote in those documents. And now I would take them to the visitation officer. The first time I did it, my heart's going like crazy. So I know they searched for everything, but he's looking through it, and he's looking for contraband, drugs, syringes, cash. It's going under his radar, and then at the end of the visit, he handed that stuff to my aunt, and she took it out, and then they put it on as John's Jail Journal so people wouldn't know it was in my name.
Sure, they wouldn't say Sean Atwood's Jail Journal, because that would get you a good old beatdown.
You might end up dead.
Yeah.
As a result of that.
I get a cellmate that was a rapist or something like that.
Right. So was it one entry that you managed to smuggle out, or several? How many did you end up releasing?
No, a lot got smuggled out. It was towards the tail end of my stay at the jail, and that was about my last 3 months on remand. Once I moved over to the prison system, we felt comparatively safer because the guards weren't routinely murdering the prisoners like they were in Arpaio's place.
Yeah. In fact, was this Arizona prison or federal prison?
State Arizona.
Okay.
Arizona Department of Corrections. Each unit was actually named after a guard who'd been murdered by the prisoners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd never been any place where a guard had been murdered by prisoners.
Wow.
Not the experience I had.
But what you're saying is moving from Joe Arpaio's jail to the Arizona prison system was like an increase in safety. You felt better about that?
Absolutely. Increase in everything. People will sign plea bargains. 98% of unsentenced prisoners sign plea bargains just so they can get over to the prison system and get out of Arpaio's hellhole.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, those numbers you're talking are pretty similar to across the country. It's 97% of arrests result in a plea bargain, and it's far fewer than 1% actually take it to trial. The only people that go to trial are people who consider themselves to be innocent, and those that have, you know, nothing to lose, who've got facing, you know, 15 life sentences or something.
So you mentioned guys in jail, in Arpaio's jail, were doing crack or methamphetamine or whatever it was? Heroin?
More drugs in the jail than anywhere on the face of the earth.
How'd they get in?
Guard was arrested bringing them in, nurse was arrested bringing them in for the Mexican Mafia, but most commonly was people smuggling them in minimum and medium security visit where you sat at a table with the prisoner. Huh. They wrap them in cellophane, bring a baby, the drugs will be in the baby's diaper, prisoners mm-hmm. distract the guards, the package is passed under the table and the prisoner shoves them in his behind.
Yep.
Now
yep.
You're strip searched all the time in prison. If you're a guy... Sure. Completely naked in front of the guard, he's stood a few feet in front of you, he looks in your mouth, armpits. You have to raise your man parts, turn around, bend over,
cough.
And cough.
Yep, yep.
So those guys bringing the packages in, they pride themselves on how many packages they can store inside themselves.
Oh, man.
Yep, it's called suitcasing. I actually knew a guy who could vomit on demand. You know, like it'd take him a good minute to do it, but he could vomit on demand. There's no doubt he could do it. And he would just swallow things and then vomit them up a little while later.
Wow.
I imagine he was highly paid for his services.
Actually, the numbers you're talking about, like more drugs in prison than on the streets or anything like that, that wasn't the case, you know, where I was. It was coming in, but the supply was relatively low. The fact is that, you know, at the time, I think it was probably a gram for $10 on the streets. It was a tenth of a gram for $10 in prison. Yeah. He could barely, and this is just marijuana, and mostly that's what I saw. I saw some other things, but they were a rare occurrence.
Tell me, Sean, did you ever hear any rumors? You know, obviously when you're in jail, there's all kinds of stories running around, and you never really know what's true. But did you ever hear any rumors about Joe Arpaio that you found plausible from the other prisoners?
Well, I'm in touch with a lady whose brother was actually set up by Arpaio. He was a mentally ill prisoner. He got released. Arpaio's crew had bomb parts, and they coaxed this guy into doing a deal where he was going to bomb Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Oh. Arpaio had the restaurant completely surrounded with police, and then beyond them were the media. So they arrest this guy. It's all over the news. The bomb plot.
It's a reality TV program.
Yeah, yeah, and this guy, he's on remand for 3 or 4 years, on sentence, facing 25 to life, trying to blow up the sheriff.
Man.
It went to trial, and the jury found him innocent. Not only that, though, they said it was a blatant publicity stunt by Sheriff Joe Arpaio's office.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a story. And there's no yeah. shortage of these things, I imagine. I mean, this guy is so crazy. The story I heard about Joe Arpaio was that he's the biggest drug dealer in Maricopa County, and that ultimately, you know, if you do drug dealing in that area, you got to be one of his approved dealers or else, you know, he's going to come after you. What do you think about that one?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if you look at the highest levels of drug dealing, the governments are always involved, aren't they? Queen Victoria was the biggest drug dealer in the world with the Opium Wars.
Sean, I guess that's a true statement.
Great call. You've got a website, I take it. Is it SeanAtwood2T's.com? Sean Atwood?
Oh, my blog is John's Jail Journal as well.
Perfect. johnsjailjournal.blogspot.com. Thanks for calling in tonight and telling your story. I do appreciate it. There's more on the way here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.